How can't I help you today?
I want to speak to your manager.
Hello, and welcome back to Customer Service Horror Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, David, and I want to welcome back you. Welcome you back. I apologize, it's been a month. It's supposed to be a weekly podcast, but life happens, and we're going to continue on and just enjoy the episodes that happen when they happen. So I appreciate you being here for the inconsistent ride. Thank you. So today, first of all, I want to let you know that I am all done with apparel and back into the world of coffee. Henceforth, I won't be talking about any other company names or anything like that, only because of things and stuff. So anyway, I'm back in coffee, and I can't even explain to you how good it feels. This industry, this product, the flow of this place, just everything about this business is far more natural and appealing to me than apparel was. Not that I am the biggest connoisseur nor a snob when it comes to my coffee, but if you're going to give me coffee, it better be from a specific place. But other than that, I just appreciate coffee a little bit more than being stylish. If you know me, you know I like dress for comfort, not style. Or, you know, got superheroes, anime, comic, all that other stuff. You know, that's what I enjoy. But anyway, so, it's just a good time. I'm having a good time. It's only been about a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks. I'm still not fully trained in the position that I'm at. Not certified in anything I need to be certified yet, but we're getting there, and it's just a very enjoyable thing that I'm doing. But enough about that, because who cares, right? We are going to go into, I pulled up an article, and I'm going to read a few of these, and then I'm going to start blind reading them. I have read a couple of these just to see what's up. And I just think you're going to enjoy these. So what I'm meaning by this, I don't have too many stories yet. I've already kind of got one customer who we had a spiel with, and it was just dumb. It's one of those customers who's like, yeah, I've been coming here for 20 years. This is shame. This, that, needly bot. God. Yep. Get it. Okay. Whatever. Whatever. Anyway, I even had somebody the other day coming through and like, oh, so it went up 11 cents. And I was like, yeah, you know, but honestly, I don't think prices went up in the last few years. And she's like, oh, no, these things are getting ridiculous. No, but please keep coming and getting them. Please keep coming to the same place, getting the same thing and complaining about prices going up. Look. There weren't delivery fees when I was growing up, okay? Everything is going up, right? If you want something DoorDashed, that shit can be up to $9 or $10 for a fucking delivery fee. Okay? When I was growing up, if you didn't get your pizza in half an hour, it was free. And I'm not talking about the delivery fee. The whole fucking thing was free. Blah! Anyway. That's probably why we have all the privilege we have today. Anyway, so what I'm going to do is read some of an article from Board Panda, 41 of the most hilarious Amazon reviews ever. Now, I'm sure some of you have already read these, but we're going to go through. I'm going to read a few of them, knowing what they are, and I'm going to go through a few That I have not read yet, so we will hear them together, hopefully for you for the first time. This is a 5-year-old article. I'm hoping nobody's already read these, but if you have, I hope you enjoy the delivery of content. All right, here we go. Number one, big for her medium ballpoint pen. Oh my God, I read this one. It's the best fucking one ever. Okay. 5 out of 5 stars. Great product. My husband has never allowed me to write as he doesn't want me touching men's pens. However, when I saw this product, I decided to buy it using my pocket money, and so far it has been fabulous. Once I had learnt to write, the feminine color of the grasps of the grip size, which was more suited to my delicate little hands, has enabled me to vent thoughts about new recipe ideas, sewing and gardening. My husband is less pleased with this product as he believes it will lead to more independence and he hates the feminine tingling sensation along with the visions of fairies and rainbows he gets whenever he picks it up. Oh my God. That one, that is just like the greatest. Just kudos to you. I'm not going to say your name just because, you know, whatever, but oh my God. All right, here we go. Number two, the Wenger 16999 series army knife giant. 3 out of 5 stars. Changed my life. Received this knife as a gift for my 18th birthday. Wish I'd have known what it was, because as soon as I touched it, I grew a mustache and became a Navy SEAL. Mom fainted and Dad laughed and handed me a beer. I was born a girl. -2 stars because my breasts were really nice. God damn it. That means the product was good, but she was insulted. God, that was, I love that one. All right. Number three, where is baby's belly button? I'll lift the flap book. 1 star. 1 star. I forgot about this review. It's so good. Do not buy this book. You can see the ending right on the cover. That was the title of the review, by the way, the 1-star review. This book is completely misleading. The entire plot revolves around finding baby's belly button. This title makes this much clear from the beginning. However, there is no mystery. There is no twist. Baby's belly button is right where it's supposed to be, on baby's stomach. Right where it clearly shows you it is on the cover of the book. This plot is a complete mess as a result of its reliance on the mystery of where the belly button is. Everything falls apart the second you realize that the belly button was in plain sight all along. There is no conflict, there is no character development, and there is scarcely any plot. Whoever wrote this book must have serious error in judgment, because you would have to be an infant to not immediately understand where baby's belly button is. This is one of the worst pieces of literature I have ever read. analyzed the shit out of that, and it was amazing. That was the worst piece of literature I've ever read. Fuck. Oh, God, that's good. All right. This one's good, too. After this one, it'll be a blind read. Okay. Number 4. WMA Blue Amazon Kindle Waterproof Case Cover Protective Bag Pouch. 5 out of 5. Hoping it'd be crap. Her Kindle would slip out and electrocute her. Again, that was just the title of the review. Here's a review. Got this for the mother-in-law for bath time. Hoping it'd be crap. Her Kindle would slip out and electrocute her. So far, this bloody thing is staying in one piece. Great for waterproof kindling. Crap for murder. Oh my God. Great for waterproof kindling, crap for murder. Oh God. And then there's a comment. They always show the top comment with them. I should probably start reading those. This one says 4 volts murderer. That's so great. You're not doing anything to anyone with that. Oh, God. All right. Oh, Lord, here we go. This is a completely blind read. Number 5, Hutzler 571 Banana Slicer. So stupid. All right. 5 out of 5 stars. Saved my marriage. What the fuck? Okay. What can I say about the 571B banana slicer that hasn't already been said about the wheel, penicillin, or the iPhone? This is one of the greatest inventions of all time. My husband and I would argue constantly over who had to cut the day's banana slices. This is one of those chores that no one wants to do. You know, the old, I spent the entire day rearing our children. Maybe you can pitch in a little and cut these bananas. And of course, you think I have the energy to slave over your damn bananas? I've worked a 12-hour shift just to come home to this? These are the things that can destroy an entire relationship. Sorry. It got to the point where our children could sense the tension. The minute I heard our 6-year-old girl in her bathroom reenacting our daily banana fight with her Barbie dolls, I knew we had to make a change. That's when I found the 571B banana slicer. Our marriage has never been healthier, and we've even incorporated it into our lovemaking. Thanks, 571B banana slicer. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, did they buy a second one for that? Or are they using the wild one to cut bananas with their kid? Oh, God. Oh, my God. Okay. That was a brilliant little. The comment for that one is kind of dangerous for lovemaking, but to each its own. To each its own? Come on, man. The fuck? Okay, anyway. Okay. Number 6. Creative Arts by Charles Leonard Glitter. 5 out of 5 stars. Great for more than just arts and crafts. Ugh. It says then, not than. Anyway. Oh my God, this one's a fucking novel. Thank you for bearing with me. Here we go, guys. So I wake up in the middle of the night in my 2-bedroom apartment. Okay, sorry. Just mind those details. I find me roommate passed out face down on the wooden floor. I think nothing of it and go back to sleep. The next morning, I wake up to go to work and there is a homeless guy asleep on my couch. My roommate woke up still drunk and had made his friends with... and it made friends with the bum. And this is the second time he let a stranger off the street just stroll in and pass out. Great. You're probably thinking, what does this have to do with my arts and crafting? Yeah, kinda. Well, I bought this product and proceeded to cover everything my roommate owns in glitter. Every t-shirt, every book, every pair of shoes, his bed. I covered his entire life in glitter. He will have glitter in every crevice of his existence until he dies. Okay, sorry. Did some track out all over my apartment? Yes. Does the carpet look like Care Bear farted all over it? Yes. Did he threaten to kill me? Sure. But will he ever let another stranger sleep on the couch? No. Will I ever have to worry about a random guy off the street murdering me in the night? No. Yeah, just your fucking friend. All the security is... All the security for just $12.44. Unbelievable. Unbelievable staggering value. Cannot recommend enough. Oh, God. Oh, people, you're the best. Oh, Jesus. All right, here we go. Oh, I'm so glad I decided to do this. I think we'll call this one our last one. But here we go. Number 7. Star Wars Battlefront Deluxe Edition PlayStation 4. Oh, fuck. Okay. 1 out of 5 stars. Congratulations, EA. You earned 1 star. Additional stars. Oh, no. He went into a pay-to-win model. All right, here we go. Congratulations, EA. You earned 1 star. Additional stars can be purchased for $5.49 each. Oh, my God. Okay, we're going to go to another one. We're going to do number 8. This will be our last one for the night. Oh, my God. That's amazing. Number 8. Haribo Sugar-Free Gummy Bears 5-pound bag. 5-pound bag! Okay, sorry. Here we go. 1 out of 5 stars. Just don't. Unless it's a gift for someone you hate. Oh my God, it's an, oh my God, that's a fucking novel. Jesus Christ, you have that much to say about sugar-free, oh my God. All right, here we go, guys. Thanks for sticking with this one. Jesus Christ. Oh man, words cannot express what happened to me after eating these. The gummy bear cleanse. Oh, okay, here we go. If you are someone that can tolerate the sugar substitute, enjoy. If you are like the dozens of people that tried my order, run. First of all, for taste, I would rate these a 5. So good, soft, true to taste fruit flavors like sugar variety. I was a happy camper. But, or should I say but with 2 T's. Not long after eating about 20 of these, all hell broke loose. I had a gastrointestinal experience like nothing I've ever imagined. Cramps, sweating, bloating beyond my worst nightmare. I've had food poisoning from some bad shellfish, and that was almost like a skip in the park compared to what was going on inside me. Oh my God. Then came the flatulence. Then came the flatulence. Heavens to Murgatroyd. The sounds, the trumpets calling the demons back to hell. The stench like 1,000 rotten corpses vomited. I couldn't. Oh my God. I couldn't stand to stay in one room for fear of succumbing to my own odors. But wait, there's more. What came out of me felt like someone tried to funnel Niagara Falls through a coffee straw. I swear, oh my God, I swear my sphincters were screaming. It felt like my delicate starfish. Ah, you're a bastard. Delicate starfish. Okay. Oh my God. Sorry. Wait. Where are we? What a bastard. Felt like my delicate starfish was a gaping maw projectile vomiting a torrential flood of toxic waste. 100% liquid. Flammable liquid. Napalm. It was actually a bit humorous for a nanosecond, as it was just beyond anything I could imagine possible. And it went on for hours. I felt violated when it was over, which I think might have been sometime in the early morning of the next day. There was stuff coming out of me that I ate at my wedding in 2005. Oh my God, this was done in 2017. Oh my God. I had five pounds of these innocent looking, delicious tasting hell bears. So I told a friend about what happened to me, thinking it had to be some type of sensitivity I had to the sugar substitute. And in spite of my warnings and graphic descriptions, she decided to take her chances and take them off my hands. Silly woman. All of the same for her. And a phone call from her while on the toilet, because you kind of end up living in the bathroom for a spell. Telling me she is really wish she would have listened. I think she was crying. Her sister was skeptical and suspected that we were exaggerating. Oh, no! No, don't do it! Don't go in there! Oh, my God. Okay, here we go. She took them to work since there was still 99% of a 5-pound bag left. Oh, my God. The whole office was out. I promise you that's what's going to happen. Oh, my God. Here we go. Oh, God. She works for a construction company where there are builders, roofers, house painters, landscapers, etc. Lots of people who generally have limited access to toilets on a given day. Oh, God, no! I can't imagine where all of those poor men and women pooped that day. I keep envisioning men on roofs crossing their legs and trying to decide if they can make it down the ladder or if they should just jump. Oh, if you order these, best of luck to you. And please don't post a video review during the aftershocks. P.S. When I ordered these, the warnings and disclaimers and legalities were not posted. I'm not a moron. Also, not sure why so many people assume I'm a man. I'm a woman. We poop too. Of course our poop sparkles and smells like a walk in the meadow of wildflowers. Thanks for all the great comments. I've been enjoying reading them and so glad that the horror show I experienced from snacking on these has at least made some people smile. Oh my God. That's incredible. That was a horror story. Every time someone's like, yeah, sure, why not? You probably just sensitive. I'll eat them. No! Don't do it! Don't! Oh my gosh, you just fucking throwing them away. Why would you ever tell somebody about that? I mean, like, in high school, my buddy and I would combine some of our food and make the most disgusting shit. But yeah, this is disgusting. You should try it. But if someone's like, don't do it, you're going to be on the shitter for hours. It's going to be a day and a half. You're going to need to take PTO to cover for when you are just sitting here and shitting for a day and a half. Oh my God. How can we put that kind of stuff on the market? That's the kind of shit that blows me away. How does that get to the market? Like, that person said that all those discrepancies weren't put onto the package or onto the whatever when they got it. And I'm not saying they're wrong, that they're lying. I'm saying, how can't a company put that shit on? And now that I'm sure you have that, they must have had so many people like, why did you tell us this why did you tell us this was a fucking colon cleanse? Please. Oh my God, that's just insane. That's fucking insane. I cannot even imagine that. Okay. Well, we're going to stop here. And I'm going to definitely favorite this. And we'll come back to it maybe next week, unless I have any other stories. And if there's stories, I'll be short and we can go back to these. But these are hilarious. If you do have a preference for anything you want to hear, or if you have your own story, please let me know. I got to go back to some of those stories. I do have plenty to tell you, I believe. And if you have a story you want me to read, please send it to me. The email is cshspodcast@gmail.com. Otherwise, you can DM me at Instagram or Twitter. I'm really not very active on any of the social media, and I apologize about that. But if you interact with me, I'll try to keep up with the notifications and get it to you. But if you want to maybe go back to paranormal experiences, if you want to go back to more of the true crime that we were doing, let me know. Otherwise, I'm going to keep going with some of these things that I just kind of feel like would be fun to do together. So thank you so much for being with me again and sticking with me. I know it's very inconsistent posting. At some point in my life, we'll get back to weekly. But for now, please enjoy the episodes that come out when they come out. And with that, thank you very much. And how can't I help you today?